times along this Amtrak route, the train comes very close to the border of Mexico. The influence of the Mexican culture is predominant along this route, and probably the biggest influence is in its regional foods. If you stepped off the train at any point between Houston and Los Angeles, you probably would not be very far from a Mexican-style restaurant or taqueria, a taco shop or small restaurant. While all of this may be labeled generically as Mexican food, depending on where you stopped along the route, you might find a wide variety in Mexican cooking style. Along the San Antonio River and in local neighborhoods, you might find what is called Tex-Mex. In New Mexico, you will find several regional Mexican styles from Santa Fe to Deming. In Arizona, you will find yet another cooking style, and in California, you will find a fusion style of Mexican cuisine. Each region has developed its own style of Mexican cooking, with a wide array of herbs, spices, and other ingredients. They may have similar names, but their preparation style will be different in Los Angeles, Tucson, Santa Fe, El Paso, or San Antonio. Take, for instance, a bowl of chili. Depending on where you are from, you are probably familiar with your own version of authentic chili. But if you had a bowl of authentic chili in Texas, or New Mexico, or Arizona, or California, none of them would probably taste the same or be made up of the same ingredients, yet it would still be called authentic chili. An enchilada plate may be served rolled or stacked, made of white, yellow, red, or blue corn, and served with a meat-based chili sauce or a sauce of pure green chilies or red chilies. While many of these dishes may be called Mexican, they are for the most part uniquely indigenous to particular areas of the American Southwest. They have developed and evolved here in the United States. One would rarely find any of the Southwestern styles of Mexican cuisine south of the border. The so-called Mexican cuisine has evolved over the years, borrowing ingredients and cooking styles from neighboring states and now from other ethnic cooking styles. Anywhere you go, you will find an ever-changing and delicious Mexican style of cuisine along this route. Anyone for a sushi taco?